Hey, hey, Sarah McKenzie here, and it's time for a bonus episode. I am here today because this last Monday, we held an RAR premium preview for the 2023-2024 academic year, a preview where we showed you what's included in RAR Premium's Family Book Club, how we support you as a homeschooling mama with weekly Circle with Sarah podcasts in our coaching program. We shared what the books we're going to be reading this school year, the authors your kids are going to get to meet, the writing workshops we're going to have, all the goods. It was so fun. And I didn't want you to miss it or to miss any of the fun announcements. One of them, by the way, is that I have a brand new picture book I haven't uttered a word about yet. Nope, not the one you've already pre-ordered. Another one that's not releasing till 2024. And we did a little cover reveal and I told you about it in this little preview too. So that's fun. Okay, I can't keep it to myself. It's a picture book biography about Barbara Cooney, who wrote Miss Rumphius. And it's illustrated by the inimitable Eileen Ryan Ewan, and it's fabulous. So we've also got Sophie Blackall coming back with her new book, Farmhouse, which we'll read for September's Family Book Club. Esty Smith coming back for our Winter Family Book Club. We're going to be reading The Green Ember. We even have a book designer coming to answer your kids' questions so they can find out more about the bookmaking process and all of the people who go into bookmaking on the back end, behind the scenes. Our premium program is now a robust language arts program. And in this preview, I show you on screen what's inside our family book club guides, including all the literary devices and the grammar elements and all the different pieces that come together in this really delightful family book club that does not feel like school, but definitely counts as school. So you can watch this preview on video if you want to. Just go to the link that's in the show notes. That'll take you right to the video where you can watch this. And that way you can see the things we're showing you on screen. Or if you're bustling about getting stuff done, you just want to listen, just listen here on the podcast and enjoy it while you go about your day. Either way, I hope this episode gets you excited about some good reading this year. Here is the replay of our 2023 to 2024 academic year Read Aloud Revival Premium Preview. Hello, hello, everybody. Oh my goodness, we're so glad you're here. Everybody, welcome. I'm seeing so many different places in the chat. I'm seeing Minneapolis and Texas, Oklahoma, Idaho Falls, Michigan, North Carolina, Dallas, Fort Worth, Northern Mississippi, California, Washington, D.C. So much fun from everywhere. We're so glad you're here. We're so glad you're spending your time with us. I'm Sarah McKenzie. I am the founder and host here at Read Aloud Revival. And tonight we've got lots of fun for you here. Tell us in the chat, actually, tell us if you are an RAR Premium member. I also see lots of you here who are not members. So tell us if you are or not yet. The team's going to join me here on screen in just a second. But first, I want to tell you what we're going to do tonight. We are going to talk about our upcoming Circle with Sarah retreat and the benefits and all the boon of nurturing your own reading life. Then we're going to announce our complete 2023 to 2024 family book clubs, mama book clubs, live events, everything that's happening in premium for mamas and for families for the whole school year, which we haven't done before. So it's very exciting. It was very fun to pull it all together. We're so excited to share with you the books that we picked and why. As you can tell in the chat, the chat's open. So if you have the option, change your chat from two hosts and panelists to everyone. It looks like most everyone's commenting to everyone. So it looks like you've all found it. But if you see a little blue thing that says two hosts and panelists, change that to everyone so everyone can see your comments. And then we've got several team members here in the chat too to answer your questions. And then hopefully, you know, there are book giveaways happening tonight. We love giving away books at our premium preview. The books that we pick for premium are like chef's kiss perfect, right? They're not perfect, but they're fabulous. And so the books that we love to give them away because you're going to need them for premium this year and because they're the best of the best. We picked them on purpose. So You are entered just by being here. We're going to give away a bunch of books tonight. We're using the list of attendees to draw winners from. So you don't need to do anything else extra to enter. You are entered just by being here. All right. I'm seeing lots and lots of both members, a couple brand new members, some people who are not yet a member in here. Awesome. Awesome. So if you're a member, chime in as we're talking about things we forget to say about, you know, family book clubs or wows or Circle with Sarah or whatever. So fabulous. So first we want to talk, before I bring the team on, I want to talk to you about something happening later this week. It's the first time we've ever done it. It's a 2-day Circle with Sarah retreat. So Circle with Sarah is homeschool coaching for you that you can do from home every week. Actually, the first one, hopefully you guys got the first one of the school year this morning. Did you check your podcast app? Is it there? If not, go to readaloudrevival.com/circlewithsarah. You'll be able to listen to the newest episode there and figure out how to subscribe to it so that it shows up in your podcast app. That is a private podcast just for RER Premium members. It drops every single Monday. It's about 10 minutes or less, and it's a little mini coaching session for you just to help you start your homeschool week really well. And what we're doing this week, at the end of this week, is a Circle with Sarah retreat that you can also do from home, of course. And we are focused on nurturing your reading life. It's this Friday evening and Saturday all day. We've been planning this for a very long time. So I want to say right now, if you're thinking, I don't know how to do a retreat for 2 days, like I have 100 kids and 100 responsibilities. Yeah, we get that. Yes. Same. We're all mamas here. So we've created a plan for you to participate as much or as little as you can or want in that retreat and still be part of everything. Still get all the benefits of nurturing your reading life, even if it's bite-sized. So it's kind of a choose your own adventure sort of retreat. If you're a member and you haven't yet downloaded your Circle with Sarah retreat guide, check your last member email or just go into Premium and look at the calendar so you can download your premium, your Circle with Sarah retreat guide. It's going to show you how to organize your couple of days, what we're doing on Zoom. And the goal is for by the end of the weekend for you to feel like your reading life is really nurtured. And that's such a great thing to do before the new school year starts, because it's very easy at the beginning of a new school year to like make it all about the kids and their reading and their learning. So it's a great idea to take just a minute and nurture your own reading life. Yes, Betsy, a replay will be available. I'll say that here at the top too. Everything we do in Premium, because we know that we're all in different time zones. We all have different things going on. And so everything we do in Premium, whether it's the retreat or a podcast or a family book club live or a meet the author or a writing workshop, does not matter what it is. If it's on Zoom, we record it and it's available on demand afterward for you to watch with yourself, by yourself or with your kids, depending on what the thing is. So it's everything's always available afterwards on replay. Okay, so the way this retreat's going to work is that this Friday evening, we're going to do a special event. It's going to be a Circle with Sarah Live with me, where we're going to talk about nurturing your own reading life. And then on Saturday, we're going to do a book journaling workshop, a reading journaling workshop. And we have some choose your own adventure type things in the guide for you to sort of customize your own reading retreat. It's kind of a day, whatever that might look like, depending on your season. Whether that means going to a bookstore or a coffee shop and reading, or it means just sneaking in a little bit of reading time while you're nursing your baby on the couch. Depends on what time of season you're in, right? kind of choose your own adventure. And then we're going to wrap up with a celebration of your reading life, which is going to be fun. It's going to be like games and things like that. So with that, I'd love to invite the Read Aloud Revival team onto the screen. So hey, team, do you want to pop on and turn on your microphones and your video?
Hello, hello.
It's good to see you. So wonderful. Okay, so why don't you each tell us a little about your family, who you are, your family, and what you do here at Read Aloud Revival. Court, do you want to go first?
Sure. My name is Courtney Garrison, and I've got 3 kids going into 11th grade, 9th grade, and 6th grade. We live in the Pacific Northwest, and at Read Aloud Revival, I am the community director. What about you, Harmony?
I am Harmony Harkamov. I live in West Michigan. I saw lots of West Michigan people here, Michigan people.
That's great. So
very happy about that. And I have 2 daughters. They are 7 and just turned 11, going on 18 or 30, whatever you want to prefer to call it. she knows how to run the world now, so you know.
Watch out.
Oh, yeah. Somebody, Cammy said thank you. Thank you, Cammy. She said I have cute hair tonight. I will tell you that it's fake. It's a fake braid.
I was like, oh cute, that's such a cute braid. How did you do that?
yeah.
Nope, it's a headband. But thank you. It works. And I am the managing editor at Read Loud Revival and Waxwing Books and love it.
Yay. And then for those of you who don't know, I'm Sarah McKenzie. I've got 6 kids. We've homeschooled them all the way through. We've graduated half of them now. That's kind of fun. Just graduated our third, about to send him off to college in 2 weeks. We've got 3 still at home. We're homeschooling an 11-year-old, twin 10. They just turned 10. Twin 10-year-olds. And some of you are wondering where Kara is. I saw a couple of questions. Where's Kara? Kara's moved on to some other opportunities, so she's not going to be on the team anymore. She's going to be very greatly missed. So all of her World War II knowledge and tea drinking and Kara-ness that we all love. So yeah. Aww. Okay, so let's talk about premium. Let's spill the beans. Because we actually got a whole entire school year planned out for you. We sent you this calendar in an email, but we're going to talk through it tonight. So I think to get us started, we should talk about like the 2 main streams at RER Premium, because one stream is for kids and the other is for mamas. So Harmony, do you want to sort of start by filling everybody in on what the stream for kids is, what Read Aloud Revival Premium family book clubs are?
Yes, I can do that. So family book clubs are kind of the core or the heart of everything that we do, and everything kind of started with those. So Sarah would say it's our playbook for living out a relaxed, bookish homeschool lifestyle. So every month we choose a new book for family book club. We are actually kind of have expanded that too. So now we're doing a family novel every season, so that you get a family read aloud novel, or if you have older kids and they want to read it on their own, they can do that. And then you get picture books each month. So actually we have more family book clubs coming this year than we've ever had before, which we're excited about. So there's 2 main components to family book club. You get the family book club guide, which continues to get more robust, and you're going to see it get even more robust this coming year. And then we have live family book club events. Sometimes it's a meet the author or illustrator. This year coming up, we're going to meet one of our book designers who, does the layouts and works with the illustrator and the author. So that's something totally new. And then, we have literary nature studies, and then sometimes, a writers on writing event where we have a real writer come in and teach our kids about writing. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
I'm going to say no, but it's a lot. So,
And the guides themselves, like I talked about them being really robust, they include all things across language arts. So reading, poetry, discussion prompts. This year we're adding grammar and literary devices and story elements, vocab. So you're going to be able to really take the family book club guides and use it to teach language arts. So it's more than just a book club. It can be just a book club if you want it to be just a book club, but you can also use it to plan your whole homeschooling language arts, and we're trying to really make it comprehensive. So super excited about that. And then they also have rabbit trails. So if you want to bring in history, geography, art, your table time, meal time with kids, or tea time, if you do tea time, we have all those pieces as well.
Yeah. I love all the comments I'm seeing. You don't have to do it all in the chat. It's true. We really talk about laying this feast, which is really what most curriculum is. This is actually true for your math book too, just so you know. It's also true for your science curriculum and your history curriculum. If you look at it more, that it's not so much a list of things to do, but more of a menu that you get to pick from. Like, what do we want to do? Because usually when curriculum makers are making curriculum, they're trying to cover a wide range of needs. So we have like a fourth grader with science. Well, fourth graders in science are kind of all over the place. Like some of them are really into science and know a lot. Some of them needs more foundational things. So, and with math, it's the same thing. Some kids, they need to stick for longer on long division, and other kids can cruise right through that and move on to something else. And so what you do as the teacher, of course, is pick and choose. So we try to lay it out in a way that makes that really obvious, so that you notice that it's not a to-do list, but a menu. And actually, I wanted to share with you the inside of one, since we're here together. Share. Okay. So I can take you on inside. Isn't that fun? I might have had a little fun putting this together. Okay, so every month you get one of these family book club guides. You get this as a PDF, and this is something you can use with your kids all ages. So this is a family book club because you can use it with your whole family, right? And in it, you're going to get some helps on how to use the guide. You can see this, right? It's not just me enjoying it myself.
Okay. Yeah, it looks great.
Okay. And then some tips on scheduling your family book club. And then basically, I'm going to come back one stage so you can kind of see our main steps. We read, we relate, remember, and we have rabbit trails. So there's a kind of, we're kind of going too fast. Here we go. So in step one, read, what we have here is more about the book. And then I always have a looking closely video, which is usually about 5 to 7 minutes, where I'm inviting your kids to look for literary devices, grammar elements, different things that are fun. But it's not so much like, I bet your kids will enjoy it. It's mostly my main goal with the video is like to get your kids really excited about reading the book. If it's a picture book, at the beginning of that video, I usually recommend that you go read the book first and then come watch it. If it's a novel, then I just sort of get your kids amped up to read the book. And then we'll talk about the different literary elements or grammar, whatever, I guess literary elements at this point. They're described on these pages so you can dive in further with your kids, which is when we're talking about this being a language arts curriculum, we're including all of this in here now. There's also...
Sarah.
Yeah.
In the chat, Lynn asked, are the looking closely videos for mamas or for kids?
They're for you to watch with your kids. So mamas and kids together. You could watch that, like your kids could watch them on their own, but you probably would want to watch them together. Like maybe especially if you're going to sit down, read the bee tree and then watch the 5 to 7 minute looking closely video to watch together. I'm usually talking right to your kids in that video. Good question. We always have poetry that ties into our book, and we include this poetry sheet. So if you wanted to print one out for each of your kids, if you wanted them to memorize it or use it for copy work, it's very, very easy to do. And then we have what we call reading in stream. And these are book recommendations that you can use to scale up or scale down, because the Bee Tree, for example, is a picture book. Most people probably think it's for little kids. There's a lot in there for older kids too, but we also want to give you ideas for how to have your older kids and high schoolers be reading up, and then also some nonfiction book recommendations or some other books that would just enhance this idea of like reading begets reading and all the books that we read talk to each other. So we'll have recommendations across the curriculum. You can see we have a few science recommendations, a history recommendation here, and a novel. And then we can move on to step two, relate. And this is where we're talking about relating to the ideas in the book and relating to each other. So we have some dinner time conversation prompts. And those are really great because they are really open-ended questions that are specific to this book that will help your kids talk about the book. And this is a great way to pull anybody who wasn't there for the main part. So if you've got older kids who are doing something else during your school day and they're back for dinner, or dad and he's not around during the school day, but he's back for dinner, whatever, you can all talk about the book and it makes it a whole family thing through that dinner time conversation. And then with remember, what we really want to do is seal this book and this learning experience in our kids' memory. And so we do something called Family Book Club Live. So at the end of every month, like Harmony mentioned, sometimes it's a literary nature study. Sometimes it's a literary nature study that's based on the book. Sometimes it's a writing workshop. Sometimes it's a meet the author. In this case, for the Bee Tree, we have a video where Patricia Polacco is answering Read Aloud Revival Kids' questions that you can watch. And we also had a WOW Writers on Writing workshop that we just did, in fact, so you could watch that on demand now. And then we usually give recommendations for around the table. And this is because we know that memories stick when they are social and sensory. And so we make those memories stick by making it social and sensory around the table, because we're feeding our kids anyway. So instead of adding another thing to your to-do list, you're just transforming something you're already doing, feeding your children, your little hobbits, 500 times a day, right? And just making it match up with your book club. And then rabbit trails are all the other extension activities that you could do. But remember, this is just a feast. It's a menu. It's not a to-do list. So, I hit the wrong buttons and it just flies. Sorry. art. We've got history and geography, nature and nature study and science, if I can speak. And then new this year, in the last year, we started adding these copywork and grammar pages so that you can indeed use these as a full language arts curriculum, because we're covering all the main grammar rules over time in little tiny increments that are not nearly as painful as those grammar workbooks your kids hate to do. So this is a way to tie it in with your books without making it feel overly schooly. And those are printable copywork pages that you can use along with a supply list and sample schedules if that kind of thing is your jam. You could also totally use this off the cuff however you want. But if you'd like a little bit of help on, I want to do this family book club in a week or in a month, we've got some ideas for you in the back. We've had a ton of fun putting them together and then also listening to your member feedback, telling us what is most helpful for you. We like to say it's, when people ask us, is it a curriculum? We like to say it's better than curriculum, because it's a very relaxed, bookish way to approach school. Your kids probably won't think of it as school, right? It is language arts. It uncovers so many facets of language, like Harmony mentioned. If you wanted to use it as to complete language arts, I would say what you need to think about with your youngest kids is you'll probably want to add phonics and a spelling program for your pre-readers. And then for your older kids, you'd want to add writing. We do WOW writers on writing, but you'd probably want to add more writing for your older kids. And then everything else you need is pretty much here. So there's the guide, there's the live, it all goes together and you can use it across the curriculum. So that was fun. Walking you through one of those is kind of long. It's kind of meaty. But Harmony, do you want to expand a little bit on that live, on what those lives are, like how they happen and what we do there?
Yes. So we're really excited about this fall. We are going to actually be meeting Sophie Blackall, the author of Farmhouse. You might also know her from the book Hello Lighthouse, which won the Caldecott a few years back. And we're super excited about that. I mean, she's just, she's one of our favorites. We are also reading Nell Plants a Tree by Ann Winter, which has gorgeous illustrations. And then we're going to be reading the new release that's coming out. It actually came into stock in the United States this week. We're very excited. Wow. It's going to start shipping soon, While Everyone is Sleeping, written by Sarah and illustrated by Gabrielle Grimard. And it's just, it's absolutely gorgeous. And then our fall family novel, which you will get the guide in September, and then we'll be reading it kind of throughout to give you a little more time. That was another reason for kind of making the novel more seasonal, so that it's not just a month you have time to actually read it, is Where the Mountain Meets the Moon by Grace Lynn. So very excited about all of those.
Yes, I am. So much goodness.
Nell Plants a Tree, we're doing literary nature study with that one, and then Farmhouse is Sophie, and then While Everyone is Sleeping, we're going to be doing a writers on writing with Sarah teaching from that.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah,
go ahead. What was that?
I want to give some books away. I keep cutting her off. Okay.
Oh, it didn't work. Hang on.
What were you doing?
You know I was doing.
A drum roll for our book winners. This is for any book from the fall lineup. You just email support@readaloudrevival.com and tell us your mailing address and your book selection, and we will get it out to you. Our first winners are Abby Rimes, Erica Feltis, Jennifer Kirkman, and Jessica Owens. Congratulations.
Hooray.
Yahoo, yahoo.
I managed to close all the important tabs on my computer as what you're talking. So I'm going to
with the drum roll.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me see. Let me get myself organized again here. What are we talking about next?
It's me. I think I'm going to talk about winter.
Oh, good.
But I'm having some tab issues too.
We're both having tab issues. That's what's happening here.
All right.
Yes.
So, I mean, as good as fall is, winter comes after fall. And winter at Read Aloud Revival means Christmas school.
Oh, look, I forgot I had a slide for that.
Oh, wonderful. It's not quite time. We'll have more books. It's Christmas School, and we're going to be reading 3 Tommy DiPaolo books throughout the month of December. First off, Country Angel Christmas. And this is a beautiful book all about the special gifts that our little ones bring. And then we'll read Merry Christmas, Draganona. And this was a new book to me. I had never read it. And Christine, who is a Read Aloud Revival member, maybe she's here tonight, in the forum, she said that this book, Merry Christmas, Draganona, is her favorite Tommy book of all.
Oh, really? Aw.
Super high praise, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Great. Yeah, it's a special book. And then finally, we'll end with The Legend of Old Bufana. This is an epiphany story, and it just might spark a new tradition in your family. So it's a really, really lovely story. And our Christmas school guide will be similar to the Family Book Club guides, but it's got 3 whole books, and it's packed with scripture and carols and yummy food and activities. Again, not all of it is necessary. Only one thing is necessary. I mean, just reading the book is a good thing, but we offer this to you as a feast. And we know that our families, the Read Aloud Revival members, really just savor this time and build really deep, lovely memories with their families around these delightful books.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us in the chat if I feel like at when I go to conferences, the Christmas school is what I hear about most of all. That's what I hear. Aww. People go like, oh, especially from the kids that just love Christmas school so much. So that's really fun.
AJ says that it's their favorite part of the school year.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Jennifer's family had a great time trying to learn Good King Wenceslas.
Yeah, Joe asked, will Christmas school be 4 weeks like it was in the past? So Advent is shorter than normal this year. There's actually only 3 weeks between just like the beginning of Advent and like 3 school weeks before you're at Christmas week, and you're not going to want to do school on Christmas week. So we're making it 3 weeks for you. That is right. For you. Yeah. Okay.
Because Christmas is on Monday, and yes, Advent is the 4 Sundays before Christmas. And so that last Sunday of Advent is just the 24th, and then it's Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. And should I move the slide to the rest of winter?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, Christmas school is great, but then there's January. Then we have to stop celebrating Christmas and keep on. But there's lots of good things coming in winter too. Our family novel for winter is The Green Ember by S.D. Smith. I don't know, maybe you've heard of this book. I have a feeling that there are quite a few people maybe who live in your house who love this book. So we are super excited about this. Your kids will have the chance to submit questions to Sam Smith, and the Family Book Club Guide will have writing advice from Sam Smith. So that one's going to be fabulous. I think it's like perfect timing for winter. Mm-hmm. And then in January and February, our picture books are 10 Ways to Hear Snow, written by Kathy Camper and illustrated by Kennard Pock, and Snowflake Bentley by Jacqueline Briggs Martin. So Harmony already mentioned literary nature studies, and that's going to happen in January with 10 Ways to Hear Snow. I love literary nature studies. I think they might be my favorite kind of live event because,
really?
I change. Don't hold me to that.
Holding you to that. Yeah, yeah.
Because I might change my mind. I mean, when Jonathan Auxier comes on, then he's my favorite. But changes. Yeah. But fair. I really love it because it moves me. I mean, it was kind of, somebody asked about the Looking Closely videos. Are those for kids or for parents? And they're for both of us. I mean, like, it's a chance for both of us to learn how to look closely. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's exactly what happens with literary nature study. It's a chance for me to sit alongside my kids and be a learner. And Cindy is smart and funny and talented. She's a great teacher. And so she
makes them custom for us too. She looks at our books, and then she creates a literary nature study that's just custom for the book that we're reading. It's so cool. I love it.
Very cool. Yeah. And she's just, I mean, like, she's a homeschool mom too. She's got tons of experience and tons of knowledge, and they're just absolutely beautiful events. They really feel celebratory at our house. They change how, you know, how your January is going to feel. And then we've got Snowflake Bentley. And it, again, it's full of ideas for nature study happening outside, which maybe it's kind of a hard time of year to get outside or to feel like you want to be outside very much. But we hope that like this will just be like a gentle nudge, like hey, let's go look at the snow together. And if you live in a place where there isn't snow, we've got our nature study book list. So you can swap out ideas that are more applicable to the place where you live.
Sherry just asked if there's a place where she can see all these books at once. And yes, there is. There's two, actually. So one of them is the printable. We sent it to you in email, but I'm going to send it to you again when we're done. And then the other is that we have a link, and I'll send this to you as well when we're done. I'm making myself a note, so I do not forget to do this. I want to send you the printable and the link, because we have a link that has all these books in one view that you can like click through and order, or you can make yourself a list for whenever, library, whatever. So.
And awesome. When will you send that email, sir?
I will not send it tonight. I will send it tomorrow. Yes.
Okay. But yeah. Tomorrow it'll come.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. So, and if you should have it in your email, you should have this printable, like the calendar and everything should be in there. If not, you can go to the Read Aloud Revival website and look at the newest, it's like under the newest podcast, and you'll find it. It's right there. So it'll be easy to find.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's give away some wintertime books. You can pick any book from this selection and then email us your selection. Laura Salazar, Lindsay Court. Oh, I'm sorry. I get so excited.
Same.
Okay. Woohoo. Laura Salazar, Lindsay Court, Nancy Parcells, and Shelby Benedict. Congratulations.
Awesome. Bookmail is the best mail.
Bookmail is the best mail. My favorite is when I pre-order something and I forget that I pre-ordered it, and then you get it in the mail and you're like, this is the best day ever. Yeah.
I know.
That must be Friday for you, since you usually are ordering on Thursdays.
Because Harmony and I have a meeting on Thursdays where I feel like every time we have a meeting, I buy three books. Like every time. I can't. Yeah. Yeah.
True. It's all my fault.
Yeah,
that's the best kind of friend. Like, I mean, if you're not going to read books, like, what are you doing?
What are we even talking about here?
I know.
Yesterday was equally as good of a day, though, because, and for anybody else who lives in the Spokane County Library System, if you have not heard this yet, they got rid of all their late fees. So I made a joke to the lady behind the desk about how my little kids all got their own library cards, so because I was hoping to triple my late fees, or quadruple, I guess.
Right.
She said, well, that's not possible. We got rid of late fees. And I was sort of wondering, because I knew I had some stuff late, but I thought maybe it just slipped through the cracks. Late fees are gone. That was almost as good as getting a load of books in the mail. I'm like, are you kidding?
I think maybe you should just transfer your balance to a bookstore. I don't know.
That's true. I almost feel a little bad. I'm like, how am I going to, like, don't you guys, you're going to need me to support you, don't you? Though that was a lot of money that you were getting from me before for those late fees. I feel like I was subsidizing you a little bit.
I know. So. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Okay. So the last kind of family book club event that we host here are writers on writing workshops. And we think that the best guides for learning to write are real writers, working writers. So I am going to be teaching a couple, like I think Harmony mentioned before, I'm going to teach one on writing in rhyme, because While Everyone Is Sleeping is written in rhyme. SD Smith is going to be teaching one. He's going to be teaching on, well, I can't remember now exactly. I think maybe dialogue might be a big thing that he's talking about. And then I'll be back in the spring again. We've had Jonathan Auxier. We've had, Carol Boston Weatherford and Lisa Klein Ransom and all kinds of Ben Hatke. So all of these WOW Writers on Writing workshops are in premium on demand. So you could watch them anytime. If you've got young writers, learning to write from their favorite authors is sort of really exciting, right? It's like sort of next level for them. But then we also are doing one live every quarter. So that go along with the books that we're doing with our family book clubs. So Sam's coming in the winter. I was going to say in the spring. I just wanted to move on to spring here. So let me move on to my next slide, because
a couple people just asked in the chat, what ages WOWs are good for?
Yeah. In general, 10 and up is like the sweet spot. Mostly in around here, we tend to recommend that with kids under 10, you don't need to do writing instruction. You can do handwriting instruction and copy work. Both of those are in your family book club guides. But as for like original writing, if you're younger than that, if your kids younger than that are asking for it, then they can totally do the wows and you could like modify them as needed for their own developmental stage. But as for like, what age do I think wows tend to be best for? We usually give an age recommendation on each one, but they tend to usually be somewhere between 10 and 18. That's sort of it'll be easy to scale up or down within that age bracket, but probably not for younger kids. Yeah.
Yeah. For us, that's one reason that we love the replays is because then we can stop and rewind and, you know, find the nugget that's the right size for our younger kids.
Yeah.
And so like the replay helps us to be able to do that because it gets frustrating. Like if the video keeps going and you can't stop it because it's live.
Yeah.
So replays are a real big help there.
Yeah. Yeah, I find that too with our drawing workshops or even sometimes with literary nature studies, those on-demand ones can be really helpful because I can set my kids up with one, especially if I need them to do something productive and I can't be sitting with them at the moment, and they can just hit that space bar every time they want to pause it or whatever. Yeah, right. And they can kind of catch up and especially if you have kids that get a little overwhelmed with how fast things move. So I see some people going, we see that sneaky new book on here. I'm so excited. This is our lineup for this spring. Our novel for spring is The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Burnett. Our picture books are Chanticleer and the Fox by Barbara Cooney. And then a brand new picture book biography called Because Barbara, How Barbara Cooney Paints Her World. That one's written by me. That'll be our newest release. That one comes out in March. Harmony, yep. Is that right?
Start shipping in March.
Okay. And so fun because Room for Everyone by Naz Khan, the same art director who has been designing our books, art directed that book. So she's going to come talk to your kids about that. Because one of the fun things for me with Waxwing, which we haven't talked about at all, we don't really need to, but if you're new here and you're like, what is Waxwing? Waxwing is a new boutique publishing house that we've started alongside Read Aloud Revival. And one of the really fun things with our first releases is realizing how many hands go into making a book that you never see. Like so many people go into making one single book you don't never see. And I think it'd be really fun to give your kids a backstage pass that like, here's one person who's really, really impactful on how a book looks and feels in your hands, right? And how it's laid out that they're not even usually credited, although sometimes they are. But, you know, as far as where the type goes and even a lot of the composition choices with illustration and things and how the book feels and what it's made out of, a lot of those decisions are made by an art director. So we're going to invite the art director on to answer your kids' questions and tell you a little bit about what that looks like on the back end. So,
hey, Harmony, when will Because Barbara be available to order?
Soon. Okay. Soon. We're working on it. I would say by probably September 1st, you should be able to pre-order. So just watch your email. I mean,
wonderful.
Sarah will tell you when it's ready. You'll get an email.
Hello, I will see it from the rooftops because I'm so excited. You guys, more about this one. Eileen Ryan Ewan illustrated this one, and she went out to Damariscotta, Maine to meet Barbara Cooney's son and sat at their kitchen table and he showed her photo albums. And she so Barbara Cooney was the illustrator of Miss Rumphius, Chanticleer and the Fox.
The Expert Man.
Thank you. I'm blanking, of course.
Fox the Boxen. There's a lot.
She was very committed to detail, accurate detail. So when she did an illustrated picture book on Eleanor Roosevelt, where Eleanor Roosevelt's baptismal gown is exact. It's like the lace, everything is exactly how it really was. She would base a fictional book like Miss Rumphius, she would put like a real room from her childhood house or whatever in there, and it would have real wallpaper and things. So Eileen, as a nod to Barbara, did some of that. She would take real things from the photographs and put them. It's spectacular. So I cannot wait. And you guys know I love a good picture book biography. So
just gorgeous. Yeah. A lot of people are asking how to get Waxwing books. So you can go to waxwingbooks.com. That's our online store is there. You will be able to pre-order because Barbara there when it is available for pre-order. You are not too late if you have not pre-ordered while everyone is sleeping. We have plenty available. You can go on and you can pre-order now. And then once they start shipping, you can order that. And then we still have plenty of A Little More Beautiful. They are also available on Amazon if you prefer to shop through Amazon. So that's everything will be available there too. So multiple places. And thank you to everyone too. I have to sit this in here. I have been logging, like kind of tracking what the library orders are coming in. You all members have gone to your librarians and we cannot believe the library orders that have been coming in. So just rah-rah. These are my imaginary pom-poms. Rah-rah for you guys.
Do I have a thing?
I was just going to say, there must be some. You do have a thing.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Michelle, sometimes they say they can't order from independent publishers. So that there's nothing. But thank you for asking anyway. Yes. It's really helpful. And I'm more than we thought would have ordered. So it's very exciting to see that. Yeah. 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 Maria's library purchased 10 copies. That's crazy. What? That's so fun. That's so fun.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Okay, Court, can you give away? Let's give away some more books.
Okay. Drum roll, please. Our springtime winners are Teresa Barker, Ruth Olson, Mirella Lopez, and Kira Burns. Yahoo! Yay! Congratulations.
Awesome.
And I will put the information, the email address, just email us if you win. It's in the chat. Congratulations. Awesome. We're so glad you're here.
Okay, so that's a big picture of everything that's happening for kids. What about mamas? We talked at the very beginning about there's two streams in premium. And what we're really trying to do in RER Premium is help your kids fall in love with books, your whole family to fall in love with books, so that you could describe yourself as a bookish family, so that books are a part of your family culture, right? And also to help you fall in love with your homeschooling life, which is sometimes easy and sometimes it's not so easy, right? So as part of that, I talked a little bit about this earlier, but the Circle with Sarah podcast is a private podcast for premium members. And every Monday you'll get a private podcast episode that will help you teach from rest and just find more joy in that ordinary life of yours. Not the one that you see on everyone else's Instagram, but the one that you look at with your own eyeballs when you look up from Instagram and go, oh no, that's what I have. And they're bite-sized encouragement. They're really small, little tiny bits of encouragement to help you get your week started off right. They've restarted for the new school year today, so you have a brand new episode today. And the episodes sort of alternate. They alternate between coaching, like today's was a coaching episode, and journaling that gives you that opportunity to get really quiet and access the wisdom the Holy Spirit has already put inside of you. We have this tendency to want an expert to tell us how to homeschool. But we are completely convinced that you are the best expert on your own kids and on your own homeschool, and that you are being given all the grace that you need to homeschool your kids well. And the Holy Spirit, he says, ask, right? Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. So this is just an invitation for you to sit for a minute and ask God, what is it that you want me to do here? How can I unravel? What do I do with this problem? How do I shrink it down to size? That's kind of the point of the Circle with Sarah podcast, is troubleshooting some specific issues that come up for a lot of us.
Okay. And then in addition to that, we have a live Zoom call once a month to do some on-screen homeschool coaching. So they're usually at the beginning of the month on a Friday evening, just to get deeper into some of the topics that have come up. We pay attention in the forum to what kind of things you're dealing with, what you're struggling with. So the forum is a great place to go and be active, not just because you're going to have a lot of member interaction and interaction with us, but also because that's going to speak into the coaching and help us to meet the needs that we see coming up a lot. So we try to have a lot of fun. There's a lot of laughter and encouragement, and just to help fill our tanks and keeping us going, keeping us fresh throughout the school year. So those are some of my favorite events. And were before I joined the team. So
I just saw somebody ask, where do you listen to those podcasts? So when you're a member, you can go to readaloudrevival.com/circlewithsarah. And you can listen to them right there, but you'll also see directions for adding it to your podcast app. Because I don't know about you, but if I have to go somewhere, I'm a big podcast listener, but if I have to go somewhere outside of my podcast app, I will forget that whatever the thing was I wanted to listen to exists. So there's directions for you to add it to your podcast app. It's very simple. Yeah. Thank you, Audrey. Just put the link in the chat for you. And that will work. If you haven't joined Premium yet, you'll want to join Premium first, and then that link will work for you. It'll open up for you. So yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well, along with Circle with Sarah for mamas, we also have quarterly book clubs. So mama book clubs happen each quarter, and they are a place where you can read for what you need, no matter the stage of life that you're in. We read at a leisurely pace. We have forum conversations each week, and then we celebrate at the end of the quarter with a live event. And so this year, in the fall, we're reading Shadow and Light, A Journey into Advent, and we're going to meet the author, Tish Oxenrider. And then in the winter, we're going to cozy up with another book movie pairing. We did this with Little Women last year, and we're going to do it with Pride and Prejudice this year and watch the 2005 film version together. Very fun night. Colin Firth will not be joining us live. I'm going to try not to cry too much, but it's going to be a fun night. And then in the spring, we're reading Mothering by the Book by Jen Pepito. And I am excited for this one. This is a new book to me. And Jen is full of wisdom and experience and grace. And it's going to be a great read. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Zira says that Mothering by the Book is so amazing.
It is. It's excellent. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. And Belinda's read Shadow and Light. So this is fun. This is okay. So this is one of those books where what we're going to do for the Mama Book Club is Sorry. What was that?
You were cutting out a little bit.
Oh, okay. We're going to read the introduction together in November. And then the most of the book is actually, let me show you, like a daily sort of devotional. Oh yeah, I am totally cutting out, aren't I? Because I saw that jump. It's like a daily devotional. And so what we'll do for the Mama Book Club is we'll read the introduction and talk about simple ways that we want to observe Advent in our homes, simple ways to nourish our spirits and really pay attention to what matters without getting caught up in a lot of the frenzy that comes with Advent sometimes, or always, I guess, and sort of get quiet. And then we'll be reading the devotional through Advent, which I'm really excited for.
Yeah, it's going to be a different kind of book club than we've done before, but I think it's going to be really rich. And I mean, pairing it with Christmas School, I think is just going to be a really, you know, open the door for a really restful, beautiful season.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, I mean, really, I think it all comes back to setting you up to nourish yourself and your reading life. That's the whole point of the Mama Book Club, is to nourish your own reading life, right? And to make not just, I mean, I think a lot of times we think I need to nourish my reading life because it's good for me, which I don't know how inspiring that is for you, but it doesn't make me eat Brussels sprouts. So like a lot of things are good for me, but, or we think, oh, it's good for my kids. And it is good for your kids to see that you reading them, the modeling. I just did a whole podcast episode on that, a Read Aloud Revival, if you haven't heard that one yet. But it's also, I think, I mean, it's just a source of joy. I mean, none of us really knows what's coming up in our year, right? So knowing that you have this source of joy in your life, that's something that's your own, that's small, and it doesn't take much from anyone, but it just feeds you. And because it feeds you, you can then feed the people you take care of, right? It just helps buoy you up throughout your year. So the Mama Book Club is really an extension sort of what we're doing at our retreat this week. Which is, you know, wherever you are, whatever your home, your kids, your husband, your marriage, your finances, your situation looks like, you can fall in love with your own homeschooling life and your own reading life right where you are. And we want to do that with you. That's what we're doing here. So we would love to invite you to join us this week at our first ever Circle with Sarah retreat. It's this Friday and Saturday. We'll drop a link in the chat to where you can sign up if you're not a premium member. That's at rarpremium.com. If you're a member, you're already going to get the emails with the Zoom links and all the Circle with Sarah retreat guide. And if you're not a member, then you want to make sure that you're in premium before we do our retreat Friday so that you can participate in all of that and kind of get your homeschool year kicked off, nurturing your own reading life.
Yeah. Harmony asked me today when we're starting school, and I was like, well, you know, I don't know if you have any information about this. I would love to know it, but I am excited about having this kind of protected time. Already in the forum, people are sharing their plans for the weekend and their book stacks. And so we would love to see what's going on for you, what else you have planned besides the live events.
I almost forgot to give away Mama books. Somebody just asked me that in the thank you, Leith, because I forgot. Yes. Hold on.
We do have winners.
We do have winners, and I have a drum roll.
Congratulations to our Mama Book Club winners, Lacey Thomas, Joy Bush, Ashley Petrelli, and Carrie Foss. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Okay. Before we wrap up for the night, members who are here, we have one request from you. Would you please tell us in the chat what you love most about RAR Premium? We would like to know.
Ooh. Yes. And that Read Aloud Revival Premium, oh, I don't think I put it on this slide deck. I think I put the Circle with Sarah retreat guide. So you can get that when you're ready for the retreat.
That's a good one too. Yeah.
That's a good one too. But I meant to put one here with our calendar, because we have this calendar all, I don't have one handy. I've got Circle with Sarah retreat on the brain, but we've got the whole calendar in a printable form. So you can stick it on your fridge. You can stick it in your notebook. You can see what's coming. You can get your hands on books ahead of time. And so that you can kind of plan out your year. So you'll get that in email. You know what? I'll send you an email after we're done tonight, because I'm going to send you one in a couple of days too, but I'll send you an email that has that printable and then a link to where you can get the books, because I don't know about you, but I don't usually want to wait once I hear about good books to buy them. So I totally understand that.
there were a couple of questions about printing all of the guides and things like that. Everything I think is very printable. I feel like it's not overwhelming. It's not too much on your printer. So if you have a printer, you can also pull them up digitally. You can just print the pages you want. I think somebody in the chat said, I just print the copy work and the poetry that I want them to memorize, and I just pull the rest up on my screen. So you can do it many different ways. We are not doing printable guides. We know everyone loved the printed guide for A Little More Beautiful, who did the Kickstarter and got that printed guide, but we're sticking with digital for here and at least for now. So for the coming year, everything will be
actually
digital.
In some ways it was funny, because when I was using that own my own family book haul guide with my kids, I was the printed one. It's like uh-huh. But I needed copies of, like, I needed multiple copies of copy work or a certain number of copies of the poetry pages or whatever.
And you can't click on the printed page.
You can't. It's very frustrating.
I try to scroll sometimes. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Yes.
No, did you see the chat just exploded when Harmony said, tell us about your favorite? I mean, it's just nuts. Circle with Sarah, Family Book Club guides. What else? Anytime I'm feeling overwhelmed, I can simplify with Read Aloud Revival Premium. Author access events, which
I see a lot of Christmas school.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, I love that. Hater Lee says, I love how positive everything is. All the book clubs and the podcasts, there's so much more I want to use. You know, I love that so much, Hater Lee, because I feel like in my own homeschooling, at least when I'm, or in parenting in general, I oftentimes second guess so much of, like, what am I doing enough? Especially if I'm not, if I happen to be at a time when I haven't bitten off more than I can chew. And
I was gonna say that, Harmony. I'm glad that you did.
I don't know when that is.
But yeah, okay. Me neither. But and when things are going well, and I think, oh, I mean, like, are we missing stuff? Or things aren't going well, and I'm like, you know what? This is more often, right? I'm not cut out for this. We're missing stuff. We're constantly bombarded with this sort of second guessing ourselves and questioning ourselves, and. So then that's why we turn to experts. That's why we look to places online or podcasts or experts or books, or because we're like, tell me how to do this so I can get the good results. But yeah. The really beautiful thing is that no one else has been given the grace to homeschool your kids. Only you have. And that's actually a really beautiful thing, because then it means that you get to listen to your gut, because the Holy Spirit lives inside you. And so that's what we're trying to do here at Read Aloud Revival Premium, is just to come alongside you and remind you that you are being given all the wisdom that you need. And also to brainstorm ideas, because we're all doing this thing together. And so if you're struggling with XYZ, there's a very good chance that there's some other members who are struggling with XYZ, and you can come to our premium forum and get lots of ideas, or you can come to a circle with Sarah and you'll hear us mention lots of different ways or ideas that you might be able to tackle that, or how it might work for someone else that just jogs your memory or makes you think of an idea. So it's all about helping you become really empowered to be like just a happy, content homeschooling mom, which I am convinced is really the secret sauce to a good homeschool, is a peaceful, content homeschooling mama. So
yeah, and Sarah has so much wisdom, but also all of you have wisdom. So we have the forum. I can't say enough about the forum. I go in there and I start reading stuff and I'm like, oh, somebody already answered that. Oh, somebody said what I would say. And I'm like, I have nothing to add, because there's all these really wise mamas who are doing their lives and sharing what works for them. And there's so much richness there. But I want to put a little plug in. My favorite part of the forum is the prayer requests, because mm-hmm. that's the first place I go to look and see what's going on. And I love that we are able to pray for you and about specific things, and to offer encouragement, and that you are praying for each other. That's really a wonderful piece of the forum. And so definitely spend some time there if you do not regularly.
We are so glad that you came tonight. Over 800 people were here. That's just wonderful on a Friday night, on a warm day. It's just good. It's a good, no, it's not Friday. Normally we're together on Fridays. It's Monday. It feels like Monday.
I got my hopes up, Courtney. What the heck is going on over here?
It's hot here. I told you. My desk is on the sun porch, and it's called
the sun porch. Kind of scared me for a second.
That for point. A reason.
I have some things I need to do before Friday.
It's Monday. Tomorrow will be Tuesday. I might get it straight. We are glad that you are here. It is so fun to be together, to hear the chat, to just like, I don't know. We get so much energy from you guys, and it's so inspiring. If you won a book, let me see if I can put our email address in there. You can send us your book selection and your mailing address, and we will get that book out to you. Thank you, members, for being here and for sharing your heart. And if you're not a member, Friday is the beginning. Friday, it's not Friday today. Friday is our is our retreat, and we would love to have you there. We would love for you to start out your school year with us and with this retreat, nurturing your own reading life.
So fun, right? That Circle with Sarah retreat is happening August 11th and 12th. So if you are listening to this bonus podcast right when it drops, you haven't missed it. If you're listening to this episode later, you can still watch that Circle with Sarah retreat on nurturing your own reading life, because it's available on demand. Either way, you do not want to miss anything happening in RIR Premium. This program is, I am confident, the best money you'll spend on your homeschool. Members tell us this consistently, that they are bummed they waited so long, that it's absolutely the best investment they make in their homeschool. And it transforms the way you think about your homeschool, about your kids, about the work that you do in your home day in and day out, and your own reading life. So join us by getting premium at rarpremium.com. I will be back next week with a regularly scheduled episode. In the meantime, I hope to see you in Premium and at that Circle with Sarah retreat. Bye.